Welcome to the Impact Stories Podcast, where we are excited to talk about where God is uniquely showing up in our daily walks. On this podcast, you'll hear real-life stories of God working in big and small ways in our communities.
Hello, I am Tara Stack. I'm the City Impact Coordinator, and today I'm here with Thomas and Rachel Harrison to talk about what they have been doing, how they've been connecting with others in their city of Duluth. Thomas and Rachel, thank you guys so much for joining today. First, I would just love to hear a little bit about yourself, your family. So go ahead, share with us.
Oh, where do we even start?
I'll let you start.
Well, my name's Rachel, like Tara said, and I grew up coming to Perimeter Church, so I'm a product of many years of spiritual investment. So I actually met Thomas here at Perimeter Church. Both of our families are longtime members, and we moved away for a season, but now we're back and we both work at the church, and it's been such a blessing.
Awesome. So. Yeah.
Yeah, that about sums it up. I grew up in Sugar Hill. Rachel grew up in Johns Creek. So I grew up going to Perimeter and also a product of, just the investment and time of other people, which is really awesome. So.
How long have y'all been married?
4.5 years.
Any children?
No kiddos yet.
Mm-mm. But a dog?
A dog, yes.
We do have a dog. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Basically the same size as a newborn.
It's the most millennial thing ever that we're like, no kids, but we have a dog.
Yeah, that's okay.
His name is Wishbone. He's about 10 pounds, and he's the cutest thing we've ever had to keep alive.
And if you're also a millennial, you'll understand that that's from a TV show from PBS. People of our generation often look at us like, why would you name a dog that?
I am not a millennial, and I do know that.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Will Wishbone be in the Christmas pictures for your cards this year?
Okay, confession, I have never done a Christmas card. I feel like it's the thing to do, and we've just never done it. So
maybe this year's the year.
Yeah, I think
it's okay. I would do a dog. If we ever did one, the dog would be in the photo.
Amazing.
It might be the only photo.
Mm. Yeah, what if we just did a Christmas card with our dog?
With a scarf.
Yeah, with like a little hat on.
I love it. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for joining today. I cannot wait to hear about what you guys have going on in Duluth. What made you want to get to know your neighbors? Let's just like jump right in. What made you get to want to know your neighbors in Duluth? And also along with that, what are some of like the kingdom-minded choices that you guys have made in doing that? Meaning choices that have a greater impact than just getting to know them, just being friendly.
Yeah, I think, you know, Thomas and I lived in Santa Barbara, California for a little under 3 years. And when we moved, I remember one of our neighbors said like, oh, you guys are moving? Oh, I wish I had gotten to know you. I always wanted to like get to know you guys. You seem so kind. And Thomas and I talked afterwards and we were like, what a loss that like we didn't take the time when we were living there to get to know our neighbors. We had a great community through our church, but we had never really invested in the people living next door to us. So when we moved here, we both were like, we gotta get to know our neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think too, what you're saying about the kingdom investment idea of just thinking of people outside of just like the now, because I think it's often like, oh, they're frustrating. My neighbor's not easy to get along with, or I see them, I'm coming to work. It's easy for me to avoid them. But thinking about them as people created in the image of God and like they're eternal and lasting. And so wanting to make sure that I respect people in a way that is honoring to Christ and how I would also want to be treated.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And I feel like we're always where we are at right now is where God wants us to be. So there's a reason that we're in the neighborhood we're in and we're surrounded by the people we're surrounded by. So to kind of see with his eyes and look for opportunities to invest in people and pursue people. And but I mean, I'll be honest, like we moved to our house in the middle of
middle of the pandemic.
Yeah. And so for the first like year we had been back, we didn't really take time to get to know our neighbors.
Yeah.
But I think lately we've really felt convicted that it's something we need to do. So it's been a growing, it's like something we've been practicing at because we weren't initially very good at it.
Yeah, I think the pandemic really made it hard, obviously, to connect with neighbors. But then it also allowed you to kind of get in a get in a rhythm of not connecting, 100%. You know, it made you feel comfortable. Like this is okay. Like this is just, you know, this is how we live. And it right. became, we've become a even more closed door community. And so I love that you guys have had this kind of mindset shift. And I would just love to hear about what you've done to kind of, neighbor in your neighborhood.
So, we actually got this idea from, Duluth City's convener and co-convener. Matt and Leanne, they reached out to us and they were like, hey, we really want to start building communities within neighborhoods. It's one thing to do it citywide, but it's really great if you could do it within a neighborhood. And we had been like involved with, going to the prayer meetings and, I've gotten to know them. They're lovely people.
Yeah, they are awesome.
So it's kind of cool how when somebody looks at you and says like, hey, you could do more and you kind of like want to rise to that occasion. Like I never thought like, oh yeah, I should do this. But as soon as they sat me down and they're like, hey, this is something that we think could be really fruitful. I was like, yes, I'm in.
Yeah.
So they were like, try to get a get together with people that attend the church at your home. Mm-hmm. And Thomas and I were like, that's such a good idea because we talk all the time. We're like, how many people that go to Perimeter live in our neighborhood? Cause we are constantly meeting new ones. And we're like, wait, you live in our neighborhood? That's wild. We've never met you.
Mm-hmm.
So we started like collecting names from people and being like, hey, does anyone know other people from Perimeter in our neighborhood? And we decided to do like a dessert meetup, like after dinner. So people could like put their kids to bed if they needed to, or make it super simple. So we just bought desserts and people came over and we talked about the Duluth City Impact Initiative and how we can start to connect with one another. It was great. I don't know. You can talk a little bit
and
about
I think honestly, like just that time to connect with them and get to hang out was probably the most rewarding part. Like I'm glad that we had a program piece of it to like inform them, but it was just nice to get to talk to people and get to know some of their stories and even just to recognize faces. Rachel and I walk the neighborhood a lot and now being able to meet new people through people that we've already met in the church because they have friends in their part of the neighborhood that we might not have met otherwise.
Yeah.
So that's really cool to like walk and see a group of people and be able to like have an in to have those conversations, which has been really great.
Yeah.
And like, it was just crazy how God lined up so much. Like literally that night we were going to have this dessert to get together. And in the morning I was at a church event for work and someone came up to me and she was like, hi, I'm your new neighbor.
Mm.
And I was like, what? And it was the family that literally had just moved into this house that had sold. And Thomas
right
and
across
I,
from us.
Yeah, right across from us. And Thomas and I had been like, oh, we need to go say hi. We need to go say hi. So she came up to me and was like, hi. And I was like, hey, we're having this thing tonight. You should come. And she was like, oh, we'll be there.
That's awesome.
And literally she came with her husband. They are the nicest people. Mm. She really helped us out. She and her husband both helped us out for the food drive that we did in our neighborhood. So it's funny how like we just had this way to connect and God kind of lined it up and we got to get to know people. Like even we met the Dukes at this dessert party and they offered their house up for the food drive that we did on Serve Your City weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, if we hadn't had this night, I wouldn't have had these connections and we've already started to like get to know them more and it's been really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. Tell us a little bit about the food drive and what y'all did there.
So, the city of Duluth, they wanted to host a number of neighborhood food drives. I think, I don't know what the number hit. It was like over 11 or something like that. 11 neighborhoods that hosted food drives for Serve Your City weekend. And Sweet Bottom, we offered to do the one in our neighborhood.
Okay.
So with all the emails we collected at this dessert night, I emailed all of them and was like, hey, we're going to do this thing. We're just going to pray and see what God does. If you want to come and sit with us when we collect food, or if you want to like spread the word. Like one of Joanna Duke is in the women's discipleship group that our neighborhood hosts. And she's like, I'll bring bags.
Mm.
It was really like a group effort.
Yeah.
And then it was really special. Like Thomas and I sat out with our neighbors and people started bringing by food and we got to meet people that way too that we hadn't met before.
Yeah. I thought it was really cool. Some people, our neighborhood has a lot of people that just walk in the neighborhood, which is fun. It's a good way to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
But just people walking by, they're like, what are you doing? And would ask me like, I'm going to leave right now. I'm going to go buy groceries and I'm going to swing by. So that was really cool to see. And at one point we had a guy who didn't even live there. He was doing some contract work on a home, drove by, asked us what it was, got excited about it, and then came back to buy groceries.
That's
amazing.
Really cool.
But just to see, I think people were inspired by what was going on and We left the cars open with the food going into it. So they got to see the impact that they were having.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. Special. That's really cool. And great way to make connections with non-believers and people that don't even live in your neighborhood.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's incredible.
Yeah. We definitely have felt that since we've started doing these like connecting events that we know more of our neighbors than before. Like this past Halloween, we sat out and we actually like talked the whole night with all of our neighbors, and the Halloween before it wasn't as, it wasn't quite like that yet. Mm-hmm. So it's just cool. The more time that we're doing this, we're seeing those relationships form.
Mm-hmm. Which could then, with those relationships forming, it just could grow into have such a greater impact. Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of the goal, is that you connect with other members and other believers. And then like we were talking about kingdom choices, kingdom minded choices that it's doing for the Lord, you know, whether it's serving, whether it's getting together, whether it's, you know, going on a walk and chatting, it's just being a neighbor, to people, which is exactly what City Impact is. Mm. That's awesome. So how can, we be praying for you guys. First, let me ask this. How would you encourage others in other neighborhoods to be more kingdom minded?
Yeah, I think my thought on that is just being intentional. I know it's easy for us to come home, and we're guilty of this, which is home is a place to rest. You come back from work, you come back from other events, you're tired, you just want to close the door and go away. But even just like small conversations with next door neighbors that I've met, I always enjoy those conversations. I was like, I bet I would enjoy just like sitting down and having a relationship with this person. And so taking the step to ask that question, it can be a little bit nerve wracking because you're like, I have to live next door to them. If I don't like them, it's gonna go really bad. But just taking the chance. So being willing to do that takes one being uncomfortable to like, not just rest at your house, but to be out there. So seeing that as an opportunity to serve and love people well, but just to build those relationships and take that risk, I think is worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think risk is the right word because it is risky to like approach someone cold and just be like, hey,
right.
You don't know me, but I want to get to know you. And sometimes it just means like saying bluntly, like, hey, I like you.
Yeah.
Let's go talk.
Right.
And it's a vulnerable place to be in, and it requires like effort. Mm-hmm. And I think it's easy. I know I feel this way sometimes where you're like, okay, I'm already involved in like all this other stuff. Like I've checked my service boxes, like I'm done.
Yeah.
But to really think about like, again, God has you where you are for a reason.
Yeah.
And like, what are you missing out on if you don't kind of look up and look around?
Yeah.
You know, because there's so many people that are lonely and lost and long for community. I think it's such a fundamental human need to feel a part of something and a part of a community. And the church, like that's what's the most beautiful thing about the church is we provide that for people. You know, we bring the casseroles to the baby showers and you show up to help fix the car when it's broken. You know, that's really how you can be God's hands and feet. So, but you can't be that if you're not in relationship with people.
Yeah.
You know, you can claim all day like, oh, I want to help. But if you don't see the need, sometimes people are too scared to ask for help. So,
and I think that's the beautiful part about like, you know, the art of neighboring, if you will. You know, you were talking about just like going up and saying, hey, you know, I like you, let's be friends kind of a thing. And I feel like we could learn a little bit from like kids on the playground.
Totally.
You know, it's like I look at my kids and I'm like, oh, she apparently has a new best friend after 2 seconds because they're on the playground and hey, let's play together, you know, and we could learn that same kind of a thing, just that freedom and that boldness to be like, you know, let's hang out, let's chat, let's get to know one another. And that really is just being a neighbor, like just being neighborly to whomever. And I love that you guys are doing that in your neighborhood. I think that that is what God calls us to do. And it's awesome, the example that you guys are setting. So how can we be praying for y'all?
I think one of the ways you guys can be praying for us, it's just in the way that we want to continue to meet new neighbors. I feel like we're getting new neighbors constantly. And so that's a really great opportunity. Another way is our neighborhood. What I love about our neighborhood is that it's multi-generational. So there's a lot of different ages and groups and stages. And I think it's easier for us to relate to people that are in our own age bracket. And I would love to be more uncomfortable to reach out to people that are in different groups.
Yeah.
And to welcome people into our home. And yeah, I think that would be a huge.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if I sometimes feel like because we don't have children, mm-hmm. it's sometimes like hard to connect with families. Mm. But that's really our heart. We really want to connect with families in our neighborhood. So again, like Thomas was saying, just to be okay with being a little uncomfortable, like showing up at the kids' events and being like, hey, yeah. hi.
Brought my dog.
Yeah, I brought my dog.
Wishbone. Thomas, I love that you're asking for prayer, you know, just in the uncomfort and ways to reach out even when you're uncomfortable. Have you ever experienced that so far in being more neighborly, like just being uncomfortable and stepping outside of your comfort zone?
Yeah. Rachel can recall the story. When we met our next door neighbors, we had like that relationship that I think some people have, which is like, I have your number just in case something goes wrong.
Right.
Or like, I need this package not mm-hmm, left on my front door mm-hmm. all day, which, you know, is helpful.
Right.
But we had small talk every once in a while. Like we'd park our cars at the same time, wave and say hi and then go inside.
Yeah.
But I always enjoyed like the small talk that we had. So I was like, I should reach out. I had his number. So I texted him. I was like, hey, do you want to go and just sit by a fire pit in our backyard? Mm. And we'll just chat for a bit and hang out.
Yeah.
And we decided to do that. We made plans. We were going to do it on a Friday. It was that Monday. And I'm like stressed.
I just texted him. So nervous.
I was telling Rachel, I was like, I need you to pray because this could go horrible. I was like, what if we meet and like, we're only good at small talk and then it's like 5 minutes we're calling it quits.
Uh-huh. Whoa, look at the time.
Yeah. But then it was so funny because we started talking and then we just kept talking. And then 3 hours later, I was like, I should probably go to bed. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
So that was really cool. And just a really like an answer to prayer to have a relationship that I really enjoy just being friends with this person.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to take that step and great to have prayer surrounding that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And who knows what will come out of that relationship, you know?
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. And just be praying. Also, we're not living in our neighborhood right now because our house is being renovated. Mm-hmm. So it's been like a weird season of being back and forth and checking in on neighbors, but also being somewhere else.
Yeah.
But again, like we're already talking to neighbors like, oh, as soon as the renovation's done, let us know and we'll come over. So maybe it could be something we could use to connect again.
Well, I think that also speaks to a lot of the people in this area and this community, like may have jobs that they're away working in a different state or a different country during the week, and they're only back on the weekend. You know, like, you know, businessmen and women traveling, you think, well, I don't really have the time to get to know my neighbors because I'm not there. But I love how you just said your house is being renovated, so you're not really there, but you're still intentional about being a neighbor. Like you're still wanting, knowing that this is where God has placed you. And so you're going to still be intentional about being neighborly and kingdom minded and intentional in that. So I love that.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I remember Halloween night, I was so tired. Mm-hmm. And I remember we had planned to like go drive to the neighborhood and be there, even though our house is, we can't be in our house. We just set up a table outside.
Yeah.
And I looked at Thomas and I was like, I don't. And what, you tell them what you said.
Well, we had to hand out candy, so we had to go. It was important.
It's candy.
So, yeah, it's candy.
We have a job to do. It was very important.
Or else we're going to eat all this candy.
But we went, and it was such a great night, and I'm so glad that I went. Sometimes it's like pushing past the initial, like, man, I really don't want to do this, and then showing up.
Well, thank you guys so much for just chatting with me today. What I hear you saying, I love the things of being intentional about being a neighbor, pushing past comfort zones to be neighborly, to love people well, and just to honor God. I think that that's incredible what you guys are doing in your neighborhood, and I think you're making a great impact on the city of Duluth. So thank you guys for joining.
Thank you, Kara.
This has been a podcast of Perimeter Church. For more information, please visit the City Impact website at www.perimeter.org/cityimpact. If you have a story about what God is doing where you live, work, and go, you can share them at www.perimeter.org/shareimpactstories.